welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful, to be with you on this 23rd day of January 2022 as we take a look at, the benefits of meditation, as if, I have many students who have been meditating for years, and I don't think any of them, maybe one or two, maybe, could tell you there was a benefit. So I'm being really dead honest with you. Most people can't meditate. They just refuse to enter into the course of meditation. So anything they try to do doesn't really do anything because there's no benefit to just sitting there and gutting it out or following your thoughts all over the place, believing in certain fantasies or following them. That's not meditation. So sitting there using my mind to try to comfort my emotions is certainly not going to be meditation. So when people ask me what the benefits are, and I had a couple during the holidays that listened to the radio program and said, gee, I've always wanted to meditate, like, wow, you know, that'd be something to do. And they always ask, and I had, let me see how many here, five that ended their emails to me about what meditation would be beneficial for them and all of that kind of stuff. So this kind of falderall goes on and on and on, thinking that everything you do has to benefit the human part of us. And that's the major part of our psyche, our life. I mean, if you ask anyone, are you a human being? They would look at you strangely and say, well, of course, Sam, what do you think? And so the human aspect of it is about motivating a person to be a better person or have some kind of benefit that would relieve them of a part of their, shall we say, their humanness. And that just isn't going to work. So it isn't about that. And to explain why one would meditate is my job today. It's going to be very difficult because it isn't going to make any sense to the most of you who listen to these podcasts. So I'm just going to be very blunt and very honest, and maybe it will help you. I'm not going to give you pie in the sky, okay? First question comes from Carol in Los Angeles. She listens to us regularly, and she goes into her difficulties in meditation, what she thinks of as meditation, which is to visualize things and to have fantasies in them about what is going on. And to me, that is not meditation at all. So she asks, what is the benefit of being in meditation or meditating? Carol, there really is a vast difference between being in meditation, as you say, and meditating. So if you're going to be in meditation, it can't be what you call meditation. It just can't, because the mind does not want to meditate, and you have followed your mind, your sick, depraved little mind. All of us have these. You're not the only one. I have it too. That just wants to fantasize or intellectualize or go into some dream world that they think they have. And I watch this with men and women as they try to meditate and conjure up what they believe is going to be, some sort of nirvana inside. What are the, if you are meditating, now listen to me, Carol, if you can. If you are meditating for the sake of benefit, you are never going to meditate. You will never find meditation. You don't go into meditation with the idea of it benefiting you or making you a better person or helping you in any way. There is no help for the human stain. Okay, we are the human stain. We are. We believe in hate over love. We believe in want over wisdom, peace, inner peace. We just don't. To us, accomplishment is what everybody thinks of us. We want to be loved rather than to be love itself. We don't have any kind of, shall we say, gravitas towards meditation. To us, meditation is something you do, like brushing your teeth or exercising or something like that, and there is some sort of benefit at the end. That's why people do yoga. They have reduced yoga. Yoga really is a beautiful thing, but it's been reduced down to gymnastics and athletic ability and all that other good stuff to help the body. I have met, and I'm going to say this to you, I have met some people in India when I was there, and they, what do I want to say? They were physically unhealthy, but they were totally enlightened. And their meditation was magnificent and beautiful. Their meditation and their glowing heart was absolutely beautiful. They didn't get any, quote, end quote, Western benefit from meditating at all. None at all. In fact, they were dying, but they were dying in a meditative way and in the insight that their meditations offered. Meditation gives the inexplicable. And it can't be explained. It can't be written about or talked about. You don't meditate for benefit. You meditate because you can. Because something is pulling you deep inside, Carol, to awaken spiritually. And it has nothing to do with philosophy, religion, Buddhism, Zenism, Christianity. It has nothing to do with any of that. Most people are not on an inner journey. They live on the peripheral of their life. They're pedestrian mentality at best. So they think that if they do something quote-unquote spiritual, that makes them spiritual, or if they have anything that their mind can report to them as a benefit, or their body can say, wow, that felt good or whatever, then they think that's a benefit. So they go with that, and they think that is what it's all about, which it isn't. So there are no physical benefits to it. If anything, it is about ignoring the biology. It is about ignoring my everyday mind. It is about transcendence into love, great love. And this transcendence does not come without a cost. I have to be disciplined. I have to be willing to give up those attributes inside me that are, shall we say, less than kind. And if there were any benefit to it, or if you wanted to see any signs of it in your life, it would be that you are not being as impulsive as you used to be. You're not being compulsive, and you're learning about your mind and taking care of it, which would mean you don't talk to it, you don't have conversations with it, and you start thinking in third person. You start learning how to think in third person. Now, those, if you want to call that a benefit, I call it a skill. Those skills are very, very important if you are going to seek awakening. But nobody is seeking awakening, and very few, I should say. And those that think they are aren't, because they're still telling themselves stories. And they're still telling themselves that they can gain some sort of benefit, even if it is, quote unquote, enlightenment. And they think they can go after it and get it through whatever is the means of their meditation. And that is just not meditation. So what is the benefit? If I have to tell you, if I have to give you a benefit, which I don't, then you're not ready to meditate. You may be ready to fantasize, but you're not going to meditate. It would take a Herculean effort for you to let go of what you believe in, let go of what you want, let go of what is the structure of how you gain affection and call it love. You'd have to give all that up. It's possible, but not probable. Please forgive me. Namaste. Not encouraging, huh? People who truly meditate are not meditators because they are encouraged to meditate. They meditate because they realize, they have the reveal. They really actually realize this is the way. It is the way. It is like breathing. You realize meditation is like breathing. I need to breathe to live in the body, and I need to meditate to live into the soul eventually. And we don't have souls. That's another story. The next question. What will happen if I meditate? Will anything good happen? And this person wants their name withheld. So, what will happen if I meditate? Will anything good happen? I don't know what you call good. So, how can I answer this question? The whole idea of a meaningful life, a life worth living, has nothing to do with the idea of having something, quote unquote, good happen to you. It's about, will I sacrifice the things that have kept me from that beauty inside, that love that lives inside? Will I be able to sacrifice that? Now, if I'm not willing to sacrifice that, then I will miss. And that is typically what happens to people. They miss, and they don't really get what it is that meditation is all about. That's all I can say. That's it. In the pedestrian mentality, everybody does something or things that pertain to the Western culture of getting ahead, as I've said before. But true meditation is not getting ahead. It is not finding some sort of means to an end. It isn't about that at all. Meditation is simply what it is. Meditation. You sit in the silence, you listen to the voice, and you find the language of silence to be everything. And you carry that with you wherever you go, whatever you're doing. Just like you used to carry thoughts and beliefs, now you carry silence. And you allow your silence to permeate everything that is essential in your life. In this silence, in this depth, you will find something that you couldn't find with your mind and you would never find with your body. It's called love. And you will find that forgiveness and compassion just simply flow out of you. It has nothing to do with you directing your mind towards it or making it happen. You just simply are love. And this experience is immense and more than worth it. For me, it is everything. It is the only reason to have a heartbeat, just to let love live you. So I hope that helps you, my dear friend, whoever you are. And thank you for your beautiful email about Aspire. I appreciate it. I'm out of here. What a weekend. Had some really good questions. If you ever have a question, feel free to contact me at greg@aspire.org. greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful day. We'll be back on the air next week. please forgive me, eh? Namaste.